Hello and welcome to today's Heartbeat. When I heard this quote, and I've heard it a few times, it struck me that I agreed with it, but I also disagreed with it. And there was a quote from St. Thomas Aquinas, and it states, "To one who has faith, no explanation is necessary. To one without faith, no explanation is possible." Now, if you have faith, belief, trust, and we're talking about in God, then you don't need to explain. You just, I guess, agree with the truth. You want to understand it more, but I don't need to explain myself. If I have no faith or belief or trust in God, then even if I explain till the cows come home, as the saying goes, I may never understand or never believe or never get it. But on the other hand, if we don't explain, when are people going to grab faith? Now, faith is a gift from God, a total gift from God, but it actually also can be worked upon, because it states in Romans 10, verse 17, "So faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ." Faith comes from what we hear, and the hearing that we hear from for our faith is from the word of Christ, is from the scriptures, is from Jesus's mouth, is from, because everything that came from Jesus came from the Father. They're sharing, revealing to us truth, and knowledge, understanding of who God is, what God does, you know, just expand upon that. So you then have an inkling of faith, and then you can ask God for more faith, but you can build upon that faith. And a prime example is in the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, you have the story where the disciples and other followers who are in the upper room waiting for the gift of the Holy Spirit that Jesus has says, "I'm going to send you." And the gift comes. And the gift of the Holy Spirit gave them the power of speech, gave them the power of understanding, of how trying to share with whoever was there at the time. And at the time, there was a huge number of people that had come in for a special celebration. The Jewish people were arriving in this town. And Peter and the disciples, it says, got up and started sharing the word of God. And they were speaking in all the different languages. We're going to go from Acts 2, verse 12. "All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.'" So a group of them were saying, "Wow, look what they can do. What does this mean? What's happened? What's occurred? How can they speak in my language?" Whereas others sneered, "What, they're just drunk." So in a way, faith had been given to the people that they were then ready to accept more. And for those who were, what, too proud, didn't surrender to even listening or hearing the word of God, sneered and goes, "No, they must be drunk." But Peter then goes on to say, "No, sorry, men of Judea, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. Indeed, we are not drunk." And then he goes to explain what has been happening in their lives with Jesus, who died and rose for not just the disciples, but for all mankind. And he starts explaining. So think about it. He is explaining the word of God for those who, what, have a little bit of faith, but he's also explaining it to those who are sneering and have no faith. And then at the end of his explanation, it states in verse 37, chapter 2, "When they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the apostles, 'Brothers, what should we do?'" They. Who were they? Could it have been just only the people that had a bit of faith and going, what does all this mean? Or could it be the people who sneered and had no faith or belief and thought they were drunk? Could it be a mixture of both? Of course it could have been. Because the gift of faith comes from God. But an explanation needed to occur by the Christians so that the people who did not believe or had a little bit of belief or a bit of, you know, I guess, wow, what does this mean? Seeking it out. It could be understood more. And then the Holy Spirit could come in more because of the faith of the apostles then was passed on to the faith, the little bit of faith or the starting of faith or the Holy Spirit to do what the Holy Spirit has done. But we are human and we then explain with the power of the Holy Spirit what the Holy Spirit has done. Now with God, often there can be, you don't need an explanation. God, you can go from non-belief to belief. That's God. He can do whatever he wants to do. But so often God involves us to speak what we believe, what our faith is, so that we can, with the Holy Spirit, because it's the power of the Holy Spirit that he gives to us first to do it, to be bold, to have the language to speak, that people will understand and they can go from non-belief to belief through the action of us, through the action of the Holy Spirit within us. And this gift of faith given was then expanded even more because Peter replies, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." And this promise is for all, he says. So the little bit of faith that the Holy Spirit's given you as a gift can be expanded upon once you say, "I need the Holy Spirit. Forgive me for my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ rose and died for me." Because faith is built upon faith, is built upon faith, is built upon faith. You may have met people who have great faith. Well, yes, it was a gift from the Holy Spirit, a gift from God first. But then they've probably worked on it. And the faith that they've stood upon, God has then granted them more faith and more faith. They have developed it, but God has also given it to them because he's seen they have sought him out. They have believed in him. That's available to all. It says, I love it when Peter states, "Gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is for you, for your children, and for all who are far away, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to him." Everyone who the Lord calls to him, and God calls everybody. We may not answer. We might ignore him, but he calls everybody to him. So this gift is available to us all. This faith does actually often need explanations to those who haven't got it yet. We need to understand so we can share with those who haven't got it yet. And then pray that the Holy Spirit comes and does what he needs to do, because it's always him, needs to do in us so that we can be bold, so that we can speak in other languages that people can understand. And I'm not talking about Chinese, Japanese, French. I'm talking about the language of love, the language of forgiveness, the language of acceptance, the language of salvation that is available to all. Do we speak with kindness when we share God? Or do we speak, "You must believe in this or else"? Because God reaches out to even us. He is loving and merciful and kind to us, so we should do the same to others. So let us share God. Let us proclaim God. Let us proclaim who he is and what he has done for all people, with kindness, with love, with acceptance, and allow the Holy Spirit to give us the gift of faith first and then to build upon that faith. So I'm asking you, learn to explain what God means to you. You don't have to have it in highfalutin language. What does God mean to you? Because people notice a sincerity of heart. People notice if you believe what you're actually saying. Let us be bold and let us please explain. Thanks for listening.